Working in collaboration with Dundee City Council, Ian Traynor runs SCARF.
Hi, Mr. Mohammed. Nice to see you.
SCARF, what it stands for is to save cash and reduce fuel. So we're interested in saving householders cash and also reducing the amount of fuel that they actually need. So they go hand in hand together. The biggest impact we try to make is with the fuel poor. In Scotland, we do have a very high amount of people that suffer from fuel poverty at the moment. SCARF actually covers Aberdeen City, Aberdeenshire. It covers the city of Dundee and also Perth and Kinross, which is over 12,500 square miles. So we really cover a vast amount of the east coast of Scotland. And we do tackle different projects and offer help wherever we can relating to energy matters. Ian, you're a lot more chirpy than what you were along in the old house, like, because I felt that you had a lot of problems along there.
I got over them somehow.
Thomas Marnie is one of the people Ian is helping. Before moving to his present accommodation, he'd run into serious difficulties with paying his bills.
Well, the place I used to live was a bedsit flat, one room, a toilet and a kitchen, with a gas fire and an electric meter. And it was a tiny wee place. That was your bedroom, your dining room. Everything was in the one place. And it was a little wee, you could barely touch, you could touch the walls actually, near enough. Because it was a very dull and dreary place to live, to be honest with you. And when I was up in the morning, had a wash and shave and something to eat, I was glad to get it until late at night to come back. I knew I was just going to go to my bed. Then I need to sit and look at the power was. Just had the gas heating. But as I said, sometimes it run out and I couldn't afford to go to both of them by me. So I just decided not to use it.
The situation was that Mr. Marnie had no gas supply and the amount outstanding was £54, which is a really a nominal sum. So what we done was I got some details from Mr. Marnie, contacted Scottish Gas, who informed us that he'd been in this situation for over 3 years. And so we asked, could they restore the gas supply that night? And eventually they seen reason and connected the gas supply that night. We got that back on. And what we agreed to do is monitor the gas consumption and make sure this never happened again. So we've been entering into dialogue with Scottish Gas just to try and resolve this. We feel that they've got some responsibility in the matter too, that they've just left them for over 3 years. So what we've done is contacted Cheshire and Stoke Scotland, who agreed that they would pay the gas bill.
Mr. Marnie spent his life working in the polypropylene fibre business, which took its toll on his health.
In that work, I was there for 23 years. 15 years out of that, I was breathing in polythene dust 12 hours a day. When I was told I had to see the watch doctor, he told me I had emphysema, wasn't fit for work any longer. So I saw the director, and he says, sorry, Mr. Marnie, but we'll have to pay you off through your health. The benefits I get is incapacity and my pension from the work. The good thing about it is that I get my incapacity weekly, pension I get monthly, which is a very small pension. It's only £50 a week, £65 a month. Well, as I said, by the time I was off my work, we had to pay the full rent, which is about £30 a week for one pokey wee place, electric to get, gas to get, food to get, clothes to get. So I just skipped my rent occasional times. As well as skipping the gas and skipping electric. That did it. Just couldn't do nothing else. So, as I said, you had to rob Peter to pay Paul, or vice versa. Couldn't do everything. Then what got you in deeper trouble, you pay your rent, you had £10 left. Electric goes up, so you can't give the money. So what do? You got some of your friends and borrow tenner. What's to get dead easy? but you're putting yourself in a worse mess. Because they're going to rob somebody to pay that £10 back. And somebody didn't get paid that week. So it's just a vicious cycle.
Mr. Marnie ended up in debt to the City Council, but it recouped its money when he was moved from his single room to the slightly larger flat that he now occupies.
Through the council's moving you, you got £1,500 for the inconvenience and whatever. But I didn't get £1,500. They kept £1,000. I got £500. Me and the council are not very good friends at the moment. But that's life. Some people are worse off than me, so it's the story.
Now that Mr. Marnie is in his new flat and with both gas and electricity connected, Ian's offering to give him ongoing advice on energy use.
What we're keen to do is to really act on your behalf and to say to the likes of Scottish Gas and Hydroelectric that the way that they deal with customers is unrealistic at times and unsympathetic, and we really need to sit down and say that when people have one problem, normally it's multiple problems.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have to tackle them one by one and let them understand that there are numerous problems there.
But
as always, we're glad that we've got that at the back of us, so we're in here now. What we want to do is just to make sure that certainly the gas and electric, that they never get out of hand again, and if we could get a weekly payment plan and if we could monitor them and make sure that we're keeping them under control, then really that's two problems that we've really got out of the way anyway. Do you think that's reasonable?
Oh yes, I agree with that. And I'm going to try my best to do it, while the money's there, if I've got it. If it's no there, I can't do it, but I'll manage £5 a week and £10 for electric.